You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Sight Support West of England support blind and partially sighted people across Bristol, Bath, Gloucestershire and Wiltshire. We're joined today by Mark Golwell from Sight Support West of England to learn more about what they do and the services they offer. Hi Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi Amelia.
So can you give us some background into Sight Support West of England?
Yes, so Sight Support West of England was originally formed, it's actually 6 years ago this month. So relatively new. I think we're one of the new kids on the block, so to speak, of the charities helping blind and vision impaired people. But it was formed out of an identified need in the Bristol, Bath and South Gloucestershire area. So Sight Support West of England covers South Gloss, Bristol and the Bath and North East Somerset areas. But we work alongside two other charities as well, being Wiltshire Sight and Insight Gloucestershire, under the Sight Support umbrella. So it was formed, let's say, 6 years ago to help blind and vision impaired people to regain or retain independence. I've been here since pretty well day one. I started in June 6 years ago. So been here for pretty much the whole journey.
Yeah, it must have been great to see the organisation grow kind of from the very beginning to where it is today.
I can tell you when I first came here, it was pretty much an empty room with a couple of desks and a few resources dotted about. And seeing what we've become in such a short space of time has been nothing short of incredible. I mean, we've now got a structure in place whereby we have an office in Bristol, the Vassar Centre, and we also have a separate resource centre, whereas before it was all crammed into one space. But we've now got that many people working for the team, and we've had to extend into a second room. So even that in itself is a big increase. But we also run a sort of community support model. So we operate across the region in, I think it's 34 different locations across Bristol, Bath, South Gloss and Wiltshire. And those community hubs basically means that people don't have to get into our resource centres to access our support closer to where they live, rather than having to travel in to see us. I believe 95% of our community, our client base, is less than 5 miles, or sorry, 5 miles or less from one of our hubs, which is quite an achievement.
Must make a huge difference to the service users to have that really close support.
Well, we feel it's vital to have that face-to-face intervention. We operate a sight loss assessment. So that assessment really looks holistically at all aspects of living with sight loss. So whether it's understanding the registration process, whether it's understanding eye conditions, looking at magnification reading aids, all the way through to managing at home, or even talking about benefits. So we cover everything within our assessment. So people being able to access that closer to home and being able to get that advice and guidance really, I think, is vital. And being vision impaired myself as well, I know it's something I would have always appreciated when I lost my sight. And yeah, so thankfully being able to help others in a similar position is very rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've mentioned a few of the key areas of support you offer. Are there any other projects or socials or things that you offer to your service users?
Each of our hubs is slightly different in the way they're set up, and it's really demand driven. So take the Bristol area, for example. What we've got in Bristol is three different hubs outside of our main resource centre. So in Henley's, in Bedminster, and in a place called Whitchurch. All three of those hubs in Bristol are social hubs. So alongside the advice and guidance appointments that we offer for assessment work, we also look at having a social alongside that. So we have volunteers that run the social aspect of the group, and we also have technology volunteers. Some, not all of these groups, but some of our groups also have technology volunteers. So people could come along, they can have a coffee and a chat with somebody else with sight loss, and they can get their iPad, their Android devices fixed or made accessible all at the same time. So that's the model we use across the whole area we work in. So in Bristol, I say we've got those three, but that's just three of the 34 that we run. We also have 5 resource centres now. So we have a charity shop model. So we've been investing in charity shops that obviously bring in funds to the charity, vital funds to the charity. But within those charity shops, we've also got resource centres where people can come along for a more full range of products to have a look at. Now we've got Devizes, Salisbury, we've got one, Trowbridge and Thornbury. 4 charity shops and 5 resource centres, because we've got the resource centre in Bristol as well.
And what do you have coming up over the next few months?
So one of the big things we've been working on over the last couple of years is our ICANN exhibitions. So we hold, you will have heard of Sight Village, of course, so it's akin to that, but on a more local level. So we have most of the main exhibitors, I believe, come along. RNIB has been to several of them. Our good friend David Bryman has been to represent RNIB at the events. So we have the exhibitions with all of the different suppliers, different charities, as well as local charities and support. So not just sight loss related, it might be the Centre for Deaf, for example, will be the next one. So including the local charitable support as well for other people, because obviously people with sight loss don't always just have sight loss. It could be they have dementia, Alzheimer's, could have had a stroke. So we look at inviting different organisations as well. Alongside that, we have the guest speakers at each of these events. So one of our most popular guest speakers is one of our trustees, Amar. He normally gets a mob of people after him after the speech to try and ask him more questions. So we're very fortunate to have Amar. Alongside that, any sort of guest speakers that are relevant and can entertain our audience are always welcome. So anybody local to our area that can offer guest speaker position at one of the events, do feel free to get in touch.
Amazing. And what's the best way for people to get in touch with you about that and to find their local support hub?
So all the details can be found on our website. So that's sitesupportwest.org.uk. Phone number, if anybody wants to call in and speak to our customer service rep, Jordan, is 0117 322 4885. Or you can email info@sitesupportwest.org.uk.
Well, thank you so much, Mark Gulwell from Site Support West of England, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.